This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Sensitive subject right now. Irritable bowels, maybe. How do you describe breaking wind? Pooting, as my grandmother would say. As we guys, we crass gentlemen say, farting. How do you discuss that? I mean, I'm not trying to be crass, but I think this is an interesting story because a pilot made an emergency landing because a fight broke out over a passenger who refused to quit, as they say, passing gas. Is that the way you say it politely? Would you please stop passing gas, sir? Hello, would anyone like some gas? Farting. It's a word, man. But you know what I mean? When we build these shows, we literally sit around for hours going, huh, should we say farting or should we say passing gas, pooting? How should we delicately handle this bodily function that everybody does? Flatulence. That's the clinical term, isn't it? Flatulence. I don't know why. I'd like to know the roots of that. Flatulence, like disturbance. Flat disturbance. It's not that flat. Anyway, it's a nasty thing. It's obviously part of who we are as human beings. Smell of sulfur. Could be worse. Eat like asparagus or Brussels sprouts. Whoa, Lord. Mm-mm. Don't be, There's an old song by Johnny Taylor called Don't Want Bump No More With No Big Fat Woman. Don't want bump no more with no big fat woman. Ba-dum, ba-dum. Don't want bump. No more. That was when music was just something else, man. Lyrically, don't want to bump no more with no big fat woman. I mean, come on. Top that. If you do feel like you can top it and give me your favorite lyrics to a song, I'm happy to listen to it. KJRadio.com or give me a call, 844-551-8255. Maybe we'll talk about that. Favorite lyrics to a song. The best lyrics, like what you played at your wedding. You know, like maybe you got married to a skinny girl and she said, oh, baby, let's play our song. Don't want bump no more with no big fat woman. But then maybe you're the guy that likes doing the butt. That's right. Dun-dun-dun. I know there's a lot of white people listening to the show saying, this Kevin's got me fooled today. I thought you said this show was very interesting. And he's talking about bumping with big fat women and doing the butt here. What are we talking about? And then, of course, we rounded out with flatulence. It's an interesting story. I'm telling you, it captured my attention. I'm captivated. Emergency landing. A fight broke out because some dude didn't want to stop farting. I was in UIL. I played trombone in high school. In junior high, Me and Dale and I, sorry, my English professor, we got selected. Dale made fourth chair. I made sixth chair, something like that. And there was a guy in between us, and he was a nerdy trombone player. And I said to the guy, hey, look, Dale and I are good friends. You mind if I take fifth chair, you take sixth chair? He's like, no, it's all right. You know, no problem. I take that back. That guy had a problem. He's like, no, you know, I want to do fifth. It was funny because what I'm remembering is a guy who had only been playing trombone for a year beat us both. Because we didn't take it that seriously. We didn't practice, but we were good trombone players. Anyway, cut to the farting, Kevin, right? Yeah, I'm getting there. So we're sitting between, the guy sitting between me and Dale, and we're talking around him, you know, like, hey, laughing, because we were really best friends. We still are to this day. And this guy, every now and then you just go, holy cow, what was that? We would get crop dusted. You know what a crop dusting is, right? When somebody just comes by and sprays the crop, and you're like, what the heck just happened here? And we're going, surely this guy's not sitting here just passing gas right in front of us, you know, and it kept going on the entire time. And it finally got to the point where, you know, the white people always rely on the black people to say something. So I said, look, I don't know who's farting, but it ain't me. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of smelling your nasty farts. And I made a big scene about it. And then, of course, the UIL guy goes, please calm down, sir. You know, whatever, Mr. Young Man there. But I was tired of getting crop dusted. But two Dutchmen were sitting next to a flatulent passenger, and they asked the guy to stop. But he refused, and he continued to pass gas. And this was on Transavia Airlines from Dubai to Amsterdam, Schiphol. The budget airline crew allegedly did not help the passengers after the complaint. This is what I'm reading this story, leading to a fight between the men. And despite a warning from the pilot, the altercation continued and forced the plane to be diverted to Vienna Airport, where it made an emergency landing. Get out. I've only made one emergency landing in a commercial airline, and it was because a woman got sick. And she barely had any oxygen, didn't bring enough oxygen, and she would have died on this plane had they not landed this plane. That is the only time I've ever been diverted. I've never been diverted because somebody farted. Now, I could have been diverted on a flight coming back from New York where some Indian people funked up that plane beyond belief, man. I had to ask the flight attendant to move me. It was so bad. Move the whole group of us. So anyway, that was the only time I would have asked for them to land and get seated. These people smell like 30-day-old funky. I'm just saying. True story. Now, what also happened, they also removed two women who said they had nothing to do with it. They were embarrassed. They were a 25-year-old law student and another girl with her. I don't know. You never know what they were about, right? But she said it was humiliating. We had no idea who these boys were. We just had the bad luck to be in the same row. We did nothing. All I will say is that the crew were really provocative and stirring things up. All four passengers got released from custody without being charged, but all have been banned from flying Transavia Airlines. Really? Like you have to ban me? Get on an airplane and all they're doing is just... And nobody doing anything about it? There was a flight, they said a baby cried for 8 hours. 8 hours. Mom just kept saying, oh, you'll be okay. Just stop. You need to stop. 8 hours. I mean, if you had kids, you know how that can be. You try to get a kid quiet fast, man. Not just for your own sanity, but when you're around other people, you try to make it doubly fast. They went on to say this at Transavia. Our crew must ensure a safe flight. When passengers pose risk, they immediately intervene. Our people are trained for that. They also know well where the boundaries are. I don't know. All I can tell you is if you got to sit next to somebody that will not control their flatulence, a fight can ensue. We got a lot to talk about here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So, talked earlier, first segment, about this guy that apparently just didn't want to go to the bathroom to figure out what's going on with. He was farting next to two guys, two Dutchmen or something, going home, and he just continued, and they were like, "Hey, listen, could you please stop?" And he's like, "No, I'm not going to stop." And he rips another one or whatever. I don't know how, you know, you give yourself whatever scenario you need to, but they knew it was him. There's a saying. There's a saying, "He who smelt it, dealt it." Okay? In this case, these guys were not, it was not that case of "he who smelt it, dealt it." That's not the case. So these guys are asking nicely, "Look, can you stop? Will you please stop?" I've told this story a few times. I had a guy who worked for me. His name is Fred. I won't give his last name. Fred, he farted at a nice dinner. I mean, you know, when I was in the rep business, we took people to nice restaurants, four-star restaurants, usually occasionally five-star. And Fred would be sitting at the table. We're all, you know, people. I only went to dinner once where this happened, but my principals, the people that we represented, came back to me one evening, a couple of times in the evening, and said, "Kevin, you know, Fred's a bit uncouth." And I went, "How so?" The guy's an electrical engineer, used to work at E-Systems. And I went, how so? He sings opera? You know, he's in the symphony? I mean, what are you talking about? They said, man, he just farts anytime. I was like, no way. And I'm thinking the dude is Joe. It's one of my good buddies. His name is Tom. I go, shut up, man. Stop playing. He says, Kevin, I'm serious, bro. I'm telling you. I was like, no. Man, just quit. He goes, dude, I'm being serious. And he finally got me to believe it. I went, what? So I had a conversation with Fred. He convinced me that it was the truth. I thought it was going to be, one of these candid camera things. So I go into Fred's office like the day after I finally believed it. And I said, Fred, what's this I'm hearing about you? You know, just farting anywhere. He goes, well, it's a natural bodily function. And I go, well, don't do it. He goes, it's no different than burping. I go, yeah, it is. I mean, not that I like smelling burps. They smell nasty too, but a burp you can kind of, you know, I mean, it's a little more hidden, right? It's more acceptable. You know, anyway, we were all at dinner one night, including Fred, and God is my witness. He raises he raises up a butt cheek, you know, leans to one side, raises up a butt cheek, and rips one. I'm not talking about, what they call them, silent but deadlies. I'm not talking about that. He raised up and ripped one at a nice restaurant. Now, I'm his boss. His sales manager's there. He's there. We've got at least four principals there. And he does this. And I went, because I still, in the back of my head, even though Tom told me that he did this, and I had a conversation with him and he rationalized it, I still couldn't believe that it would happen, certainly after my lecture, that you do not do that in public. And he did it. And I looked at him like, are you losing your mind? And he's like, what? I said, I thought we had this conversation.
Well, see,
and he goes back, he says the same thing.
Well, it's just a natural bodily function.
I went, yeah, so is peeing. What are you going to do? You're going to get up and pee on the table or take a dump? What in the heck could you be thinking? And I just read him the riot act. And then I told him when we got back the next day to the office, this was in the evening, got back to the office later when I saw him, I said, you do that again, you're fired. Period. If I hear about it. Look, you got a dog? You guys got dogs? A dog, my dog, God bless him, he just, and he will sleep, you know, he'll be asleep over there, and right next to you, and you, if you're lucky, you can hear it, and maybe you can get to the ceiling fan just in time, in a nick of time. Hit that button, because if you don't, oh, Lord, it's bad. It's bad. And I wasn't even going to talk about this. I wanted to talk about something with Black Panther, but we might as well finish. Look, when that happens, it means your bowels are settling in. You got to go use the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. What's wrong? Are you too lazy to go to the bathroom? The guy that was farting on the plane, are you too lazy to say, hey, excuse me, I need to get up, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Look, it's happened to me before. I've been on many planes where suddenly you're like, oh, God, okay, who did it? There's no way to identify. I've been in the seat by myself, and don't be saying, Kevin, if it was probably you while you were sleeping, you dealt yourself the other one. No, I will be listening to my music or, you know, working the Sudoku on a puzzle on the magazine or something, and suddenly you get the whiff, and you're like, oh gosh, who thinks that they can sneak that in? Who? I mean, Look, don't cut one thinking, okay, nobody's going to smell it. And see, I'm going to tell you something. This is what women do. Women will go, well, you'd never know. I mean, no, mine don't. So, yes, they do. Just for the record, you're stink, okay? They stink. Everybody's stink. Some stink worse than others based on your meal. But they stink. Let's just remember the origin, okay? You could burp. And that may be a pass, because if you ate a bunch of sugary stuff or some minty fresh stuff, you may burp and people go, whoa, has breath mint, huh? You know, or whatever. But you are rarely, if ever, unless you're doing something really strange, like putting Tic Tacs in your, you know, your cavities. I'm talking about your rear cavity. There's no way it comes out smelling good. And even if you did put a Tic Tac there, I'm going to tell you, it isn't going to help. So for those of you who are considering that, going, Kevin, I was thinking about what you said. Forget it. It's still going to smell bad. Oh, man. too lazy to go to the bathroom. When I heard that story, and again, I didn't plan on doing two segments on this, but when I heard the story of the guy who kept passing gas with his seatmates on the plane saying, "Will you please stop?" I said to myself, that's a liberal. That's a leftist. First of all, he was asked nicely, "Will you please stop? There are restrooms on the plane. You might want to go to the bathroom and make sure there's not more to come. God forbid you shart." You know what a shart is, right? Yeah, it's the when you think you're going to fart, but you actually do something else. That's called a shart. And you do not want to shart. And you don't want to sit next to somebody who sharted. I guarantee you that. So, I sound like Trump when I say that. I guarantee you that. Yeah. But are you too lazy to go to the bathroom? Seriously. Just go to the bathroom. Do your business. Push out whatever needs to come out. And you'll feel so much better. But no, there are people out there who are determined to make your life miserable as they, I don't know, do you get some morbid, I'm not asking you guys, I'm not looking at you because I'm asking you, I'm just looking in your direction, but is there a morbid fascination with, you know, making people suffer? Crop dusting your row and, you know, the plane? And you're captive in a plane. There's nothing you could do except give a beat down. The only thing I would say is if I ask a guy nicely, "Will you please stop doing that?" and he continues, I'm afraid I might get kicked off the plane. Because it's a horrible thing to have to sit through that. Like I told you guys, I sat through a nasty, funky people many times. And remember when you could smoke on planes? I took a trip to Hawaii with smokers. I was in the back section with smokers. It was horrible.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We celebrated a second year of Donald Trump as president. So we're now We got 2 years of President Trump for Trump Day. And the left are losing their minds with this hashtag, not my president. And it, to me, it's funny because here's the thing. Leftists all over America feel the pain of Donald Trump. Not because it's painful. It's because they want to feel it. See, you could change your mind about Donald Trump instantly because it's not like with Obama. And I know people are like, Kevin, you know, we didn't want him as our president. Look, I got it. Barack Obama was never president of America because he hated America. Donald Trump's theme is America first. Make America great again. How can you be mad about that? Look, be mad about the man. Be mad about the R after his name. But you can't be mad about the results. With Barack Obama, we could be mad about the results. This is a guy that the first time in the history of this republic said, I'm going to take money out of your pocket. I'm going to force you to get a product that the government says you must buy. I want you to think about that. The government is forcing you to do something. You must buy this. It would be like them saying, you must buy Coca-Cola. Why? I don't like Coca-Cola. I like, you know, Mountain Dew or something. Nope, you must buy Coca-Cola. You'd be like, that's crazy. Well, you must buy insurance. Why? It's for the public good. Well, should I eat fat? Less fat? Should I eat less cholesterol? Should I have to run 3 miles a day? What else could I do that's for the public good because it's a public safety in the sense of you're going to be healthier. It's going to, you know, reduce the amount of money we spend in healthcare. There's all kinds of stuff we could do to make that very same point. It's ridiculous, but he did it. And then all the things that they're mad about today. We want immigration reform. We want gun control. They did nothing. By the way, they weren't going to get either one of those. You want to know why? Because they didn't want it. They understand the common sense around having legal immigration. They understand the common sense around having guns, because most of them carry guns or have people around them who do. But they want to pretend that they want to get something done. They need that strife. And so now they're mad because we have a guy that'll get things done who says, look, we got immigration reform we're going to deal with. Oh, we'll just get the courts to do. Get the courts. Let me tell you something, folks. Donald Trump's going to win in the end. Trump Day. Two years these people have celebrated. But let me tell you, as with all things that the left tries to do with not my president, it backfired. See, Barack Obama would, you could still say, he, as much as we say he's not, we don't want to recognize him as president. You recognize him as president. You hated it, but you recognize him. But here's the thing. Had he done really well, and I've said this before on the show, I'd be going, that dude was a rock star. He sucked. Get used to it, leftists. He sucked. And let me tell you something else you can get used to. We're closing down the border. We will keep our guns. And we're going to be voting you suckers out every 2 years, and specifically in 2020 again. And we'll win in 2024. I'm going to tell you, we will win over the next 10 years. The Republicans will gain. I mean, yeah, it's going to be some ebb and flow, but we're going to gain governorships. We're going to gain state legislatures and all of it, because you know what's happening? People in America are getting their sanity back. So not only was President's Day, and I should have talked about this on that day, but not only was it such a glorious day because we have a great president, it was a glorious day because we no longer have Barack Obama kicking us around. But it was even better than that. Because the fact that Barack Obama was gone was, you know, I mean, what a present for God to give to America. But the bigger present is the fact that we have 2 years in a row not awakened to a President's Day that celebrates Hillary Clinton sitting her big buttocks in the White House. Ooh. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a reason, a big reason, excuse me, why we didn't get a straight up madam as president. When you think of Hillary Clinton as Madame President, let me tell you something. She was prepared to pimp you out. Oh yeah. Yeah, she was going to bring everybody to the brothel. You thought you worked hard under Obama? Psst, you were get rid of your time off. There were going to be no lunch breaks and no breaks, and you were going to put in 2 more hours of work under Madame Hillary. Oh yeah. So Julian Assange went after her on Twitter with the Not My President's Day meme. It was hysterical. I'm telling you, some of these things, the only thing that has made me smile bigger than the stuff I saw on Not My President Day was that crying graphic of all those leftists who were just insane on November 6th. That is the funniest thing. For a long time, that will be the funniest thing. I posted that picture on my Facebook page and just put, you're welcome. That's all I put. Oh, my goodness. Amazing tweets. People saying, you know, things like, you know, I mean, all different types of things reminding us he's not my president. We didn't elect this crook, etc. One of them that got me, though, was this nostalgic one, and it was a Folgers. You know, remember the Folgers, you guys are too young, but you remember the Folgers jingle? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Somebody did a meme on it that said the best part of waking up, Trump is in your president or what. It was along those lines, you know what I'm saying? It was hysterical. I love that. And here's why I love that one. Because my grandparents drank Folgers, and it took me back to this very comfortable place. And going back to that comfortable place, knowing that Hillary Clinton is not our president, it was like mama's milk, man. It was the best part of waking up is Trump is in the White House. Oh, man. If you were older, if you guys were older, you'd get it. I mean, I know my audience gets it. I'm talking about these producers, these millennials, man. Yeah, get some, I don't know, because every time I learn something new from some old person, I think the same thing. All right, so what else did we get? The one of the funniest ones was, it was a Mexican-themed one with Hillary in a sombrero, and it said, Nacho President. You know, Nacho President. And I love that one, right? You know, because it's such a double meaning in that one, because millions of illegals voted and Hillary Clinton is still not your president. And so that's what I'm saying. The people, my producers could talk to me, the people, you guys are the most clever people in the world. When something, they wanted this to backfire, not my president, on Donald Trump. And you responded. You went, no, not my president, Hillary Clinton, not my president anymore, Barack Obama, not my president. And
You did, you know, we, in the old days, I'm just saying, I think we probably would have just been like, oh, just get over it. You know, we would have been all defensive. Now we go on the offensive. Boom. No, not your president. You're right. Hillary Clinton ain't my president. Barack Obama's not my president anymore. No, man. And there was one of them. It just had this big muscle-bound dude sitting on a pier, and he was reflecting. And essentially it said something along the lines of, when a meme is so good, you just need a moment to get over it, you know, just to let it soak in. It's so funny. And that's exactly what, as I was going through these tweets, looking at the number of people, by the way, when they did Not My President, and you look it up on a hashtag, because you can look things up on Twitter based on that hashtag, they destroyed Hillary Clinton. The left wanted this to be about Trump. And Joy Reid wrote an entire piece over this. But let me tell you, when it was all said and done, I'm telling you, goodness gracious, people just destroyed the left. Some of these are, it was like MasterCard commercials. But my favorite one was a tweet, and it had Hillary, and it said, blocked from being president. It was a Twitter thing. If you've ever been blocked on Twitter, you get this screen. And it says, you know, this page has been blocked. And so somebody took that, they put, you know, some with Hillary Clinton's, it looked just like a Twitter block screen, but it said, Hillary Clinton blocked from being president with a blank screen. Hysterical. And the reason it was hysterical to me is because Twitter hates the fact that Jack, the guy that owns Twitter, he hates the fact that he helped Donald Trump become president. He hates the fact that his social media platform is being so effectively used by Donald Trump that it essentially negates the fake news media. He hates it. And so for somebody to take that meme, I'm just saying, if I was giving out awards, that one would get it. It absolutely would get it. Trump Day. We emerged, folks, from the dark ages, pun intended. Got rid of our half-black president, got ourselves a white Republican president, a person you can criticize. You can love him, you can hate him, but nobody's going to be mad at you either way. And that's what we need in this country. Anyway, happy President's Day twice, Donald Trump. 6 more to go. And you know what? I cannot wait for next year's, because we're going to have more Democrats that are supporting Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com so I can get a hold of us. 844-551-8255. So, when Donald Trump, I call it whatever you want, it's uncanny to watch Donald Trump, you know, go after somebody, Starbucks, Target, whatever, and to watch their fall from grace. And some people he doesn't even go after. They come after him, like Snoop Dogg, fall from grace, Eminem, fall from grace. I'm talking about sales plummet, can't get anybody's attention. I'm sure in their circles they still, you know, garner some attention. Kathy Griffin, movie stars. It doesn't matter who it is. Jennifer, what's her face? Lawrence. She's now re-retired. Things like this. Here's my point. If you buck Donald Trump, you think it's the thing to do. I'm talking about leftists. I know we don't. But you think it's the thing to do, and it backfires. Now, I'm not telling you that Donald Trump's 100% right or whatever. There are things we disagree on, and you know, it'll happen. It happens in your marriages. It happens with your best friends. It happens in your job with coworkers. It happens with your kids. It happens. But the guy is doing a pretty good job. And I'm, quite frankly, I'm interested to see the time. There are times you want to speed things up, you know, but you got to let it take its course. But I bet you there are many of us out there, many of you guys listening, who say, I wish I could just fast forward and see how the left is going to perceive Donald Trump in a year, another year, 2 years. Well, I'm going to do that for you. You're going to watch so many people eat crow. You're going to watch so many people crash and burn. If Barack Obama had gone after people, let's say he was mad at good example. He was mad at Donald Trump, right? Barack Obama couldn't stand him, said he was crass, you know, really talk smack about a guy. Sit for a sitting president to talk about a person of, you know, I'm not going to judge Donald Trump based on character, but I'm saying he's one of our solid citizens if you measure him based on what's he brought to the community. He employs a lot of people, increases the tax base, builds beautiful buildings. What, as a president of the United States, what would you be mad about with Donald Trump as a citizen? He's not hurting anybody, but Barack Obama demonized Donald Trump. He couldn't be president, knowing very well that this guy was just overwhelmingly capable of being president. He couldn't even allow himself to say that. So he went after Trump. And as we've learned, not just verbally, not just I don't like the man, he shouldn't be president, or I'm going to support my party, my ticket, things like that. He sicked the FBI on him, the NSA, the FISA courts, etc. It was worse than just I don't like the guy. Barack Obama did illegal stuff. Let's just put it, that's just the truth. And the sooner you start saying that, and telling people, look, I don't give a crap about Barack Obama as a president. He sucked as a president. He was terrible. But you know what was worse? He used the government to try to go after a private citizen because he had a vendetta. He didn't want to see Donald Trump become president because we would learn everything that Barack Obama did. End of story. So here's Barack Obama. You couldn't have a bigger vengeance against somebody outside of, you know, sicking a drone on some ISIS guy from time to time. Which I guarantee you probably crossed the mind of many Democrats, like, why don't you go ahead and drone him, Barack? So Barack Obama sets his sights on Trump. I'm going to destroy him. And what does he do? He makes him president. You see what I'm talking about? Even when Donald Trump, when karma is supposedly going to get him, right? Because they took the apparatus of the government. I want you to think about what would happen to you if somebody stacked the FISA courts against you, created a fake story, got the media to be complicit, and was against you, and had somebody that was your competitor who they were trying to help, and then they fake this story, get the FBI to do it, and start questioning all your friends and neighbors. How long would you last? I hate to tell you this. You're going to find out who your friends are real quick when the FBI shows up to interrogate him and start, mentioning things about you.
He's connected to the Russians. He's connected to this. We're suspecting things.
You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose your marriage. Your kids are going to even go, I don't know. It's bad news. They did all of that. All of that against Donald Trump. They tried to intimidate his friends, his associates, you name it. Why do you think Michael Flynn was in a position he was? Michael Flynn didn't do anything wrong. Three-star general. If there's anybody that knows how to play it by the book, it is a general of that caliber. And yet he found himself in a pickle. So Barack Obama says, I'm going to go after Donald Trump. Goes after him. And Trump becomes president. I want that to sink in. Now, Trump goes after every one of the Republican candidates, gone. Goes after Hillary Clinton, gone. This is beginning to set his sights on Barack Obama. He'll soon be gone. He's been Trump. Go back, folks. Do yourself a favor. You can think this man is possessed. He will tweet something. Next thing you know, things start to happen. Tweets about Mexico, the wall. He tweets about MS-13 gangs. Tweets about ISIS. I'm going to kick their butt off the face of the earth. When this man finally says, okay, time to get something done, he gets something done. If I was Barack Obama, I would keep my head in the rat hole. I would not look out, because that's how you get eaten. So anyway, Trump sets his sights on people, and boom, they're gone. But when people set their sights on him, it backfires. And I'm thinking particularly now of Lindsey Vonn. And look, there was another skater, Andrew Lipon or something like that. I truly don't know his name. It's not worth remembering. This is a guy, I think he finished 10th behind two other Americans, said, I'm not going to the White House. Yeah, only the winners go. I talked about this the other day. When did the White House, you go to the Olympics, you do something good, when did that become automatic? You get a letter. So here's your letter. Boom. The president should say, I'm only going to invite the people that I want to invite. And look, that's a prerogative. I told you, we heard a while back that this was when Barack Obama was in the White House. And we heard he was going to invite black conservatives to come up and meet with him. And I was like, well, I hope he sends me the letter, because I'm going to publicly reject it. And I know it sounds very much like this guy, but I didn't reject Barack Obama because he's a bad person. I reject his policies. There's nothing Barack Obama was going to tell me that was going to change my mind as far as a policy position goes, from a political point of view. Now, people would go, Kevin, you should go and let him talk to you. Okay, I get what you're saying, but there was nothing he could tell me. It was only going to be a media fest for him to say, I've reached out to black Republicans, etc. Now, if I were an athlete, I've said this many times, I would go to the White House. If it were about athletics, I'd say, he's the president, I'm going to the White House. If that's what the protocol is, why not? I don't care who's in the White House when I win my gold medals. I'm happy to get up there, shake his hand, congratulations on winning your medal. That's pomp and circumstance no matter who's in the White House. But if I were a military person or in a position I'm in right now, I'm not going to Barack Obama's White House. There's nothing that clown could tell me. Yeah, Kevin, Obamacare. What do you want to tell me about Obamacare or your feckless foreign policy or the cabinet that you pick that is full of progressives, the judges that you're selecting, and on and on and on. Look at the judges that Barack Obama selected and what they currently are doing to the administration that wants to protect America. You know, are you kidding? There's nothing this man can tell me. All he wants to do is, when he was talking about doing this, and I don't know if it was true or not, I heard a rumor, people were calling me on it, but all he would want to do is try to make political hay, and out of us, we would become the fodder. Because guess what? If he could do what he did to Donald Trump, what do you think he's going to do to us? What do you think we would be going to the White House? It would have been a total setup. I'm not falling for you, Kevin, you've won a trip to Hawaii scheme, yeah, never to be seen again. No. But Lindsey Vonn said, you know, she wasn't going to go to the White House, or she wasn't representing Donald Trump. This is on December the 7th. She said she wouldn't go to the White House to celebrate the Olympics. She didn't represent Trump. She says she's representing the people of the United States. No, you're not, Lindsey. You're only representing the stupid half of the people of the United States. And here's what she says. I hope to represent the people of the United States, not the president. I take the Olympics very seriously and what they mean and what they represent, what walking under the flag means in our opening ceremony. I want to represent our country well. I don't think there are a lot of people currently in our government that do that. So she said on CNN. Well, guess what, Lindsey? Having lost one of your gold medal opportunities, I don't know if she's – I don't follow – to be honest with you, I don't follow the Winter Olympics that closely, and I don't know whether she's winning or losing, but I know she's lost something, and I say it's karma. I think God is punishing these people for being mean-spirited. Touche.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.